Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we travel to Seaward Primary for the launch of its Science Resource Center. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Do you ever wonder how your favorite lotion or perfume was made? Do you know who created the first painkiller? Well, more than likely, it all began with a scientist, taking the time out to explore common problems with the aim of finding a solution using available resources. And to ensure Jamaica's future scientists can continue to make discoveries, the Scientific Research Council SRC is partnering with the Improving Innovation Capacities in the Caribbean InvoCab project to build science laboratories in 8 participating schools across the island. InvoCab is being executed in conjunction with the Trinidadian Agency, National Institute of Higher Education, Research, Science and Technology, NIHRST. It's a science-based project geared at helping students improve performance in science and technology subject areas.
We wanted to improve science, so we got together along with the EU, who did the funding, the NIHRST Center in Trinidad, the SRC, the MICO, the University of Technology, University of Dresden, and the Ministry of Education wrote a project, and what you're now benefiting from is the result of that project.
Senior expert at InvoCab, Rowan Kerr. Mr. Kerr says, the project is also about teaching students how to work in teams, noting that science involves lots of teamwork.
No one scientist works alone. Scientist works as a team, so that you can collaborate and you can have reviews of one another's ideas.
National Science Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Sadfa Bennett, says the project is part of the ministry's strategy to get more students interested in science subjects.
We want more students to be doing well at science, and not just doing science for the sake of doing science, but participating in the various aspects of development.
Seaward Primary and Junior High School recently became one of the latest to benefit from a science lab under the InvoCab project. Principal Eileen Thomas says the school received more than just equipment.
We also got tutoring, we got workshop. The students also, on 2 occasions, they went to summer camp.
Mrs. Thomas also shared the impact InvoCab has had on the school.
Approximately 2 years ago, InvoCab has come on board and started assisting us, training our teachers, visiting to see the lessons that are being done, and providing guidance. And that year, when we started out, we had a student who got 100 in science and 100 in math.
The principal has implemented measures to ensure the students make full use of their science lab.
We have gotten one teacher to focus on operating the lab. So when there is need for a lab session, the children will come to the lab and they will be exploring, they will be discovering. And I believe that science has so much fun to it that our children will be doing much better.
Principal at Seaward Primary, Arlene Thomas. And science teacher at Seaward Primary, Simone Lawrence, shares how the students have been enjoying the lab.
I'm quite excited because it has allowed us to explore more. The students are very excited because they are able to do a lot of experiments. Before we had the lab installed, we used to take the equipment to the classroom and the students were able to interact with them. And so because of a lab now in place, we are able to bring them in so they can explore more.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. With Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.